Time now for another Sharing Movies Worthy. I'm excited to bring you a review and a spiritual reflection of the new series, The Chosen Adventure. This is the kids' animated series set in the Chosen universe. It's crafted especially for younger hearts and minds, but even us adults can enjoy it as well. It's fun that some of the actors from the Chosen adult show voice their animated characters, such as Jesus, John, Mary, and Matthew.
Come on, hurry! Woo-hoo!
Blessed are you, Lord our God. Greetings, children.
I'm Abby.
My name is Jesus.
The Chosen Adventure is a delightful, colorful, faithful retelling of the gospel stories, reframed in ways children can grasp, yet rich enough for us adults to enjoy and relearn some of those important life lessons too.
That'll be free. For you, it's free.
Good job, son. Very intimidating.
Hooray!
I forgot. Apples hurt my tum-tum.
Graceful?
Oh. Nope. You know, maybe you'll find the grain booth if you stop napping.
No. My strong, beautiful wing.
Ooh, I know exactly how you feel. I also had a brush with death recently.
Sheep, please do not compare my hurt wing with the 2.5 seconds that you were lost in a crowd.
Oh. It makes one realize life is fragile.
This animated series is a spin-off and retells the events of the gospel in individual cartoons. It maintains the heart and tone of the live-action series while simplifying and illuminating the stories for a younger audience, introducing them to the life of Jesus, his teachings, his miracles, and his walk with the disciples. One of the greatest strengths in the series is that it doesn't dumb down the gospels, although they've added a talking pigeon and a talking sheep just for humor and to move some of the plot line down. The show doesn't shy away from spiritual truth, rather it presents it in age-appropriate ways and with age-appropriate language. Themes like faith, trust, companionship, and compassion are all represented, as well as repentance and discipleship. Those remain intact.
Whoops! My rock fell into that boat!
All right, I see what you did there.
What am I going to do?
I bet it's something morally questionable.
Rope is made of fibers.
That's not the same thing.
How can one word mean two things? Dumb.
Well, I can't grab it from here.
Leave it.
Nava has said I can't take the boat out.
That's right. Let's go back.
But nothing about just standing in it.
Humans are just amazing at justifying bad behavior.
Aha! I rescued my rock!
This tastes like I'm choking.
Guys?
What?
We want to say special thank you to our sponsors and supporters. Flip your day in two scoops of Flip 7, the ultimate all-in-one superfood reset. Click the link in the show notes and use the code ALMGREN10 to receive 10% off on your online purchases. Find out more by going to flipmylifenow.com. Also, thank you to snowcreekmeadows.com for handmade goat milk soaps and lotions. BeeKing.com is your site for honey dust and other sugar substitutes. It's perfect for putting on popcorn. And speaking of popcorn, IslandPopper.com will provide you with gourmet popcorn. Great for watching your favorite movie. Get 10% off on all these online purchases by using the passcode 2PASTORS. That's the number 2 and the word PASTORS. Also, a special thank you to KidsMatter.com. Sign up now for their next conference. It's the perfect place to get ideas and energy for you or your youth and children's ministry team. You walk away with some real gospel kernels, not just Bible stories. The characters act as real people with real questions and real feelings with fears and doubts. Even Peter is hesitant, or Mary has hopeful opportunity, and children can see themselves in those struggles. Each episode lasts between 11 and 13 minutes.
Someone's excited.
What's not to be excited about? A full day together, no work, just quality time.
Oh, I'd be more excited with 10 more minutes of sleep.
How about 10 more hours? Am I right?
Down!
Well, excuse me for trying to sleep the recommended 17 hours.
Children can watch them on their own, but also adults could easily use them for conversation starters, asking things like, what would you do? Or why did Jesus just do that? At times, I sense the episodes assume parents already knew a little bit about the chosen show or about some of the gospel background, but it's not a must, and everybody can enjoy these cartoons. You could even watch them before your children and expand each one, kind of like a standalone lesson, or so that you're ready for their questions when they actually watch the show. The show invites you to walk the dusty roads beside Jesus, to ask the questions, to witness the miracles, and to see transformation. Let's lean into this invitation and to this cartoon. Don't just let children watch, talk, pray, or reflect on them by themselves, but you enjoy them too. And now that we have the Chosen series, you know, let us not settle for cheap entertainment or things that are just neutral or that are just placed in front of children's faces. No, this is a cartoon with a purpose. Let's share with them. And, you know, we can even enjoy it ourselves. Some people might not want to attend church with you, but they might sit down and watch a cartoon. Or, you know, you can share it with other families as well. The Chosen Adventure is not just a show to watch, but it's a doorway into deeper faith, into questions, into relationship with Jesus himself. Yes, the Chosen Adventure series is worthy. I found myself wishing that I had watched these or that they had been made when I was a lot younger, but I'm still enjoying them as an adult. Until next time, keep sharing the popcorn and keep sharing movies worthy.